You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. It looks like the federal government will be shutting down. I really don't take these, these distractions seriously. It's really a blame game, and someone capitulates, and then they go on with the business. It's utter, complete distraction, and I really don't pay much attention to it. And I think the majority of people, it's the same way. It's rather bad television at its worst, a lot of finger-pointing and name-calling. I think the White House got the edge on the Democrats by calling it the Schumer shutdown, but it's going to be temporary. A day, a two, three at most. By Monday, they'll all be back to work, and then they'll continue this in February. So I said to myself, what's the problem here? I think we have two big government parties that are incapable of controlling government spending. And that's why there's no hope and no change with these two parties. It's a lost cause. They fundamentally have a philosophy of more and more spending is the answer, more government programs is the answer. And you can keep electing in Republicans and Democrats, but ultimately this does not turn out well. And what I mean by that, and I've said this many, many times, the problem is that the promises made to the American people were never really funded. And what I'm talking about is Social Security and Medicare. Social Security ran large surpluses, not anymore, but did, and they spent all the money. They didn't invest it in anything. They spent it. And all you have in the so-called trust funds is IOUs. And the reason why this is going to get worse, worse, and worse is more and more people, especially in the baby boom generation, are getting older. I'm on the leading edge of that. People born in 1946 through 1964 are the baby boom generation. There's about 66 million of them still living. Not all of them are in Medicare or Social Security, but they soon will be. And by 2030, all of them will be. And that's why the deficits will grow, grow, and grow. What are we going to do about it? Apparently, neither the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party has leadership that wants to take this on. If that's the case, then we need a new party that believes in fiscal responsibility, which means balanced budgets, and means telling the American people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Not these lies, not these finger-pointing games. I'm frankly tired of it. I'm not amused. I think these are children that lack adult supervision. It's an embarrassment to see them on television. It's bad television, it's bad government, it's bad political parties, and the American people are fed up with it. They are also fed up with the elites having a policy of open borders, throwing the country open to anyone that can get here. Poll after poll shows that the American people, first and foremost, are for legal immigration, provided it's limited and controlled. And by limited, I don't mean a million a year. That's the current number. But somewhere in the historical average of about 250,000 to maybe 500,000 tops. That's legal immigration. And that's what the American people will accept. Unfortunately, our leaders, so-called leaders, children really, in both the Republican and Democratic Party, ignore that message. And they ignore it at their own peril. As regard illegal alien invasion, they want it stopped. The message is loud and clear, but they're deaf. They're ignoring the will of the American people. And what does the American people want in regard to illegal immigration or the illegal alien invasion? They want it stopped. Stopped. They want the laws enforced. You don't need comprehensive immigration reform. Oh, I support a merit-based system, and I believe the American people do. That's for legal immigration. But for illegal aliens that come here either on planes as students, business, tourists, and then overstay their visa, or those that cross the U.S.-Mexican border, they want this stopped. And if that means spending $25 billion on a wall from the Gulf Coast of Texas to the Pacific Ocean on southern end of California, so be it. I always use the analogy of if you come home and your apartment or home is flooded, what's the first thing you do? You shut it off. Shut off the water valve. We have to first shut that valve off. And the reason why the American people's patience in this is really getting, they're very, very mad, is many of them remember what President Reagan did in 1986. We gave an amnesty, citizenship, to all the illegals that were here. That was a mistake. One of Reagan's biggest mistakes, because we were told we're not going to have this problem ever again. We're going to secure the borders. This is the one and only time. We're going to be real nice about it. Oh, there might be a million. Well, it was 2.7 million. And because we were nice and compromised, we have a bigger and bigger and bigger problem. And I point this out because it costs you and me, the taxpayers, estimated over $100 billion. Yes, $100 billion for all these illegals that are here. In terms of the additional schools, education budgets, welfare, community hospitals, it's not a gain for the United States. Our leaders, so-called leaders, better listen. They want the invasion stopped. And if you're going to put illegal aliens in front of the American people, as far as I'm concerned, that's un-American. You're traitors to your own people. And if that's what the Democratic Party wants to do, so be it. Because the people have woken up and they're not happy, they're mad. Why are they mad? All of them have children and grandchildren, some even great-grandchildren, and many of them are having hard times finding jobs. Until recently, we had a stagnating economy for over 8 years. The greatest fear of the Democratic Party right now, and their fear and trembling is obvious. They're hysterical if you watch their newscasts, the big lie media, is that Trump will succeed and the economy booms again. Well, we need a booming economy. I'm not against a booming economy. And President Trump and the Republican Congress at least passed, not tax reform, a tax cut. We need a tax cut. Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for a tax cut. It didn't go far enough. But in conjunction with that, we needed budgetary cuts. I mean, deep, serious cuts. And that means permanently closing federal departments. No one seems to got the message. You can't run year in, year out, hundreds of billions of dollar deficit year in, year out. Ultimately, this leads into default. That's where we're going. And we become Greece. And interest rates spike. You see, you can either do the right thing now in an orderly, rational manner, or you're going to be in panic mode in the late 2020s or 2030s. You can't fake it or kick the can down the road or point fingers. And if you keep doing what we've been doing, voting Democrats and Republicans that don't address the serious problems faced by this country, then you deserve what you get. And if you're on Social Security or Medicare, anticipate significant cuts because the money won't be there. That's what they don't want to tell you. That's why they need to start cutting, closing departments. Agriculture, commerce, labor, transportation, energy, education, Department of Interior, Department of Housing and Urban Renewal. I probably forgot one. Why do I zero in on these departments? And believe me, this is just the start of the cutting that needs to be done. You see, in the private sector, when they hit a recession or depression and their survival is on the line, they get real serious. They have to live within a budget. We have people now that for all their whole career in Congress, it's been nothing but red ink, red ink, red ink. They're not concerned about deficits. I heard that on the radio. Someone was saying, well, no one cares about it anymore. I said, excuse me, I care about it. And I think the American people care about it because it shouldn't be this way. We're living in delusion land and we're talking about the shutdown. And what will go out and what will be. Usually 80 to 90% of the government is open. This is why it's a farce. I think they have a new word for the non-essential employees. As far as I'm concerned, about half of them are non-essential. And that's what it's going to take. You need to downsize this federal government rapidly. And neither political party has the will, the vision, the courage to do it. And where's the big money? Welfare programs, and there are a lot of them, and entitlements, Social Security, Medicare. You see why they don't want to touch them. Truth, if you have the courage to tell it, is what's required, and they don't want to tell it. They want to argue about giving citizenship to criminals. Illegal aliens have broke the law. I don't care if they were brought as kids or not. Send the entire illegal alien family home. Mom, dad, and the kids, and their kids. They broke into the country. We have a legal process in place for legal immigration, like every other country. We're the suckers of the world, and this is costing the American taxpayers a lot of money. Send them home. Crack down. Enforce the law. That's what the American people want. Enforcing the existing law. If the 1986 amnesty really had secured the borders, we would not have this problem. And since we don't repeat mistakes. If you reward criminal behavior, what happens? You get more of it. That's the lesson from 1986. We rewarded criminal behavior by giving all the illegals that were here citizenship. And now we're about to do it again. Are you people out of your mind? Apparently, yes. We need a new political party. I've given up on the Democratic Party a long time ago and the Republican Party about 10 years ago. They like to talk conservative, but they're not conservative. They're not constitutionalists. They don't believe in a representative republic. What we have today is a huge superpower American empire that has cost us trillions of dollars. And what do we have to show for it but graves in all over this country? And we don't even take care of our veterans the way they were promised to. It's disgusting. And what will be on the news Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Who knows? It could go into next week. A stalemate. Gridlock. Think about this. They're into the fourth month of the fiscal year budget. The fiscal year started 1 October. We're now in mid-January. Most businesses, they have to live within their means. And they have a budget and they keep to it. They don't wait months into the fiscal year to pass a budget and the appropriations for it. But we can't seem to get it done. We have to have 60 votes. Change the rule. Where is it written that the 60 vote in the Senate to end filibuster? Change it. The so-called nuclear option. We should start each fiscal year with a budget and all the appropriations for it. That's what it should be. It never is. I have a cold, and I really am not going to have a long show today because I'm not sure my throat is going to allow it. But I'm rather upset. And both parties can finger point all they want. Call it Schumer's shutdown or Trump's shutdown or McConnell's shutdown. Who cares? Do you think the American people care? Let me ask everybody a question. When do you interact with the federal government? When was the last time you interacted with the federal government? Now, some of you will say, well, I go to the post office. That's true, but many people today use email or they use Federal Express or UPS to ship the majority of things that they do. Today, most of the mail today is junk mail. Oh, yeah, occasionally I might get a bill or I get a lot of advertising junk mail. I would say 95% of the mail I get, I throw out. But that's a separate department. That's the one that they can come up with. Now, if you do a lot of traveling, you got to have a passport. So it's the State Department. That's about it. Yeah, they want your money come April 15th. Why do we have all these departments? Farmers, ranchers know how to grow food. Our industry knows how to build houses, cars, clothing, manage real estate. A lot of what the government, not a lot, but a significant portion of what the government does is provide statistical information. That's true of the Department of Labor and Department of Commerce. See, I have no problem leaving that in place, but downgrade it to an Office of Information and Statistics. Any other functions of the Commerce Department and Labor Department, close it down. We don't need it. We need to take a real look, hard look, in streamlining our federal government, both in terms of what it's spending and how it collects taxes. I'm not going to do another show on my alternative to it, and the Fair Tax people put out a version of it, and I put out a version. It's a broad-based consumption tax. You don't need the income tax anymore. It's legacy. It should be put in the trash can, but there's no will to do it. There's no leadership. They could have done it. We could have had fundamental tax reform, and we would have had even a greater in terms of economic growth, as far as I'm concerned. So why, if any tax cut is good, this is like third or fourth best. Better than nothing. It's frustrating. I know there are millions of Americans out there that are just upset, and our people in Congress better start listening and better start acting on it, because the American people's patience is growing shorter and shorter and shorter. I hope they eventually vote on immigration and do not give citizenship to any, and I mean any and all, illegal aliens that are here. If you're an illegal alien, please go back to your country of origin. And we don't want to separate families. Go back as a family. The American people have their own problems, and they do have serious problems. And illegal immigration is one of them, and it needs to be stopped from today forward. What the Democrats are trying to do, and I know I've gone over this and over this, but I'll go one more time. The strategy of the Democratic Party, and really to the Republican Party as well, is to replace some of their voters, because both parties are losing. More and more people say they're independent, and they really are. They don't want anything to do with either the Democrat or the Republican Party. I won't send them a cent anymore. I used to, but I stopped that in 2006. Gave up. When I realized the Republicans were just as bad as the Democrats, when they control everything, they just spend a lot more money. So what's the point? You're supposed to learn from your mistakes, not repeat them. But the Democratic Party believes that it could control the House, the Senate, and the presidency for the next 50 or 100 years if it can get all the illegal aliens here citizenship. That's what they're trying to do. So what do? They put illegal aliens in front of the American people. That's exactly what they're trying to do, and it's every single one of them. And it's not 11 million. It's somewhere between 30 and 60 million. And the government should have a better estimate, but they don't want to tell you what the number is. Because if you knew it was somewhere between 30 and 60 million, you wouldn't put up with it. You're listening to a lot of propaganda, both by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, to minimize the problem. Good example is the so-called Dreamers are 700,000, 800,000. I've heard other estimates. They're over 3 million. Wouldn't surprise me if they're 7 million. We don't know what the number is. And that's the point. And then we're going to, the deal was, we'll make the Dreamers legal, amnesty. And then they can bring their parents that are already here, make them citizens. Chain migration, chain immigration. That's not what the American people want. And I warned you, watch Donald Trump, because he, during the debates, it made it clear, the big, beautiful wall. Okay, everyone heard that. But if you listen closely to the debate, what he truly was for, because people also heard, we need to deport all the illegal aliens that are here. I'm all for that. That's exactly what the American people want. And that's why they elected him. They want all the illegal aliens that are here to go back home, deported. Ideally, on your own. Voluntarily go back from wherever you came from. Don't care where it is. Just get on a plane, a ship, or a car and go. Are they going to do it? No, they're not going to do it until you enforce the law. And that means going after employers that are employing illegal aliens. And that's already on the book. You don't need a change in the law. The problem is enforcement, and the federal government is responsible for enforcement. And under Democratic and Republican administrations, they're simply not the resources. If they're somewhere between 30 and 60 million, and I think it's more and more, I think it's towards the high end. At one time, I said, man, 30 million is probably about a good number. More and more, I'm saying no. And when I started this many years ago, it was 50 million. But this kept on going and going and going. I don't know what the number is, except it's not 11 million. And the first step is to get citizenship. Forget what they call it. They like to play the pathway to citizenship. First, we'll give them legal status, and then we'll give them legal status means you can work here. You're not a citizen. And that's the so-called Republican position. Well, we'll give them legal status. Excuse me, sirs. Do you want to stop the illegal alien invasion? If you do, you don't give them anything, because that's rewarding the illegal behavior. That's why we're in this mess. You got to be hard-nosed about this. And yeah, you can make a trade, but the Democrats are not going to make a trade. That's why I keep laughing at these people. Well, we'll give citizenship to the Dreamers, the 700,000 that have applied, provided that the Democrats will allow us to fund the wall and enforce the law. The Democrats don't want a barrier or wall. That's the last thing they want. It's going to cost upwards of $25 billion to build a big, beautiful barrier, approximately 2,000 miles on the southern border. And that'll take a year, maybe two, to build. You could do it in a year. If you had the funding, that's what we should do. Do I like spending $25 billion on this? Absolutely not. But if it's going to cost us $100 billion a year and going up, up, and up, it's money well spent. Like I said, if you come home and your house is flooded, you better know where the turnoff valve is for the water. That's the first thing you do, and then you got to clean it up. And you really need to do the wall first, secure the border, and then clean up the mess. You can do that in conjunction, and that means enforcing the law within the interior of the United States. Is this the number one problem facing the United States? No, it's not. It needs to be dealt with for the simple reason we should be talking about when are we going to balance the budget. I always laugh. Everyone talks, well, in 10 years, we'll balance the budget. In 10 years, we'll balance the budget. If you're in business, you can't do that. In 10 years, we'll balance the budget. People would laugh at you. They would think you're nuts. 2, 3, 4 years, okay. But the end of 4 years, it better be balanced. These are not serious people. There's a lack of adult supervision. That's why I'm for the maximum you can spend in Congress and the House is 12 years, the same in the Senate, and get out. We have too many people that have been there 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years and counting. And it's not an age thing. It's the fact that they want power. They're all about power. Some people are about power and money, but this crowd, it's mainly power. And the American people have no one to blame but themselves. I blame myself, but I'm only one person. And like I said, I woke up. There's no point me voting Republican or Democrat anymore. I can't tell the difference. Because if you look at the deficits, they keep going up, up, and up. They don't want to deal with the hard issues. And the hard issues is, how are you going to pay the people that you promised Social Security benefits and promised Medicare benefits? And the answer is, the money's not there. When the money's that not there, what do they have to do? They're really about three things. Four, really. One, increase taxes on your young people. I don't think that's going to go over well. Number two is to cut benefits. I don't think that's going to go over well. The third is mean test it. What's the problem with that? Well, if you're responsible and do the right thing and save your money, and now you have a nice nest egg, well, because you did the right thing and have money for retirement, they're going to cut your Social Security. Now, some people might go along with that. And the fourth is some combination of all of the above. We're not even talking about this. No one wants to talk about this. Are you crazy? This is political suicide. Yeah, neither the Democratic Party, the Republican Party wants to do it. Sometimes you'll say, well, we need to have entitlement reform, and that's about the extent it goes. Trump said it's off the table. Now, he wants to do welfare reform, but the real big money is not only in welfare reform, but entitlements. And that, he said, no. You see, the American people are listening to politicians that first lie to themselves, and then they lie to you. And that's why they're very convincing. They believe their own lies. If someone tell the truth, they'd have a heart attack. We need sort of a three-pronged program. Shut down non-essential departments. In other words, departments where the goods and services are not made by these departments. You don't need them then. Usually what they're doing is administrating transfer payments or subsidies. That's why I say I'm against all subsidies. You get rid of most of the subsidies, you don't need the departments. Because much of the budget is transfer payments, money from your wallet to someone else's wallet. You know, businesses managed by headcount. Talk to any general manager. What he really zeroes in on is headcount. And we have a high headcount in the federal government. It should be cut in half, and I also include consultants. That's another way they get around that. But if they're for real, if they're serious, and want to tackle very challenging and difficult problems, I'm not saying this is easy, folks. It is not easy, because it's getting worse and worse every single day, and we're not addressing the problem. The big lie media, mark my words, when we have a shutdown, that'll be the focus of the news Friday, Saturday, Sunday, however long it is. Are they focusing on the budget? Really? No. I was trying to get a handle on what is the estimated fiscal year 2018 deficit. The number I seem to run into is about $440 billion. I don't know if it's true. If we had responsible budgeting, fiscal responsibility, it should be zero, not $440 billion. And it could be over $600 billion. No one really knows. Last year, it was $667 billion. Some said $666 billion. You're supposed to learn from mistakes. It's not enough to analyze what the problem is. You got to have solutions, and I'm not seeing any solutions. I am not. Because why the tax cut is a good idea, it should be accompanied by dramatic cuts in federal spending, and we're not seeing them. You need to do both. Because if you don't do both, what happens? That deficit goes right back up, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, I know a lot of you supply-siders, and I'm one of them, would say, well, the growth in the economy is going to be a booming economy means more revenue, and that means the deficits will go down. Well, I've heard that and heard that and heard that, and partially, I agree with you. But I don't think you're going to get sustained growth of 4% for 3 or 4 years, and I don't think they really think that. Oh, you'll get above 3.5 for a while. The key is consistency year in, year out. And your tax cut was in the right direction. What is the number one tax that the American people pay? It's not income tax. It's payroll taxes. That's why I recommended a broad-based consumption tax, such as the fair tax or my fair tax less, which is a little bit more generous in terms of the prebate and a little lower in terms of the tax rate. My voice is going. I will not be giving a show Friday because it's getting worse. And I had this problem about a year or two ago in the summer, and I was off the air for over a week. I don't want to do that. So I want to alert you, there will not be a Friday show. And I think the Friday show would be just to tell you, it's official, the government is shut down, and the clock is running, and will they come together or not, and they'll have a vote. You know, I've seen this movie before, and it wasn't a very good movie. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to insist on accountability. And when neither political party is showing leadership, in other words, they're not listening to you, first of all, and immigration is just one area, the American people would like fiscal responsibility, and they scratch their heads as to why, but most of them are having trouble meeting their own budgets. Something needs to be done, and unless you stand up and form a new political party that can compete, is viable, and really replace one or both of the other parties, you're not going to see fundamental changes, and that spells disaster. You know, what Trump has done in terms of the taxes, you know, buys him a year or two, but we could be hit with another recession. And then what happens? Then out goes the window in terms of all these rosy scenario, large budget surpluses. Nonsense. You need to cut 8 departments, close them down permanently, and the bureaucracy will fight you tooth and nail, and so will both of the other parties. They don't want to do it. And then you have to address welfare programs and entitlement programs. And they don't want to do that either. They don't want to do their jobs. They don't want to do the difficult things. They want to do what's easy, what's convenient, what gets them elected over and over again, as the country is fast approaching defaulting on its debt. Oh, it won't technically do that, but that's where we're going. And when that happens, what you're going to see is spiking interest rates. If you thought the early 1980s were bad, wait till you get to the end of the 2020s, because that's when the government is going to have to borrow a lot of money, and the people that invest in treasuries are going to say, we'll loan you the money, but we don't think you're going to pay it back. So instead of 2 or 3 or 4%, you're going to have to pay 8 or 10 or 12% interest interest rates. And what does that mean? That means the debt, the cost of the debt, why 4, 5, 6% of the budget quickly becomes 25, 30, 40% of the budget, and that squeezes out almost everything else. That's my point. You can either do it now in a rational, orderly manner, or you're going to do it when people are in panic. And you don't think it affects you and me? It certainly does. Because if you're in the baby boom generation or even the generation behind that, you're not, your Social Security is going to be cut, and conceivably you'll get nothing. The same thing with Medicare. That's not going to happen this year or next year, but in 10, 15, 20 years it will happen, because we didn't take action now and didn't demand responsibility. That's what I'm calling for. We need accountability, responsibility. We need to address the real problems and stop focusing on illegal aliens. That's what's really getting, I think, the American people mad. And it's really both parties. What about the American people? They're all concerned about people that are broken into this country and are working here illegally. What about the American worker? What about American citizens? See, they're all about power. They don't care about you anymore. That's what they're telling you. And you better wake up to that. I would vote out of office all the Democrats and about half of the Republicans, because they're selling the American people, the American citizens, the American workers out, and you're letting them get away with it. And if you do, you're a damn fool. Hold their feet to the fire. You see, in 2007, 2006, 2007, what did the Republicans want to do? They said, okay, all the illegal aliens that are here, go home. Go to your country of origin. Largely Mexico and the Central American countries. Okay? And then you can come back. We'll give you a visa to come back, but you got to apply and you got to go to the end of the line. That's what was called touchback amnesty. You got to touch, go back to where you're from, and then apply legally, and we'll give you a visa to come back, a work permit, and you can get in the line. What's the problem with that? Let me give you the obvious. Right now, there are tens of millions of people that would like to come to the United States. Many of them apply, and right now, we've done this for almost three decades, allow a million in. The American people didn't want a million, but we did it. Now we need to cut that back really to somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000. And there's some Americans that say, let's end it. Let's go to zero. We got bigger problems to face. Let's deal with this. Cut it off. I'm not there. But the majority of American people are exactly where I'm at. Limit the number of legal immigrants to somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000. And I would tie it to the unemployment rate. When our unemployment rate is high, it's 250,000. When we're in boom times and the unemployment is under 3%, then 250,000. And anything in between 6 and 3% is a sliding scale. But that's not what the Democrats want, and certainly not what the Republicans want. They want to increase it to 2 million to 3 million. Thank you very much. This can easily become a very dangerous situation, because more and more Americans are waking up and they don't like what they see in the political leadership of this country, either in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, because they seem, the so-called elites, I call them the incompetents, don't care about the very people that voted into office. Well, if that's their attitude, vote out of office, primary them. Better yet, form a new party and beat them in a general election, because I don't see any changes coming. The Democratic Party wants to replace a good segment of its voter base with illegal aliens. That's what they're about, because they think a minimum of 2 out of 3 are going to vote Democrats. And I think they're right if they get citizenship. But Democrats and Republicans have been trying to push this through, and the American people have what? Rose up and said, no, you won't. And if you do, you're out of here, friend or enemy, really. That's what it's going to take. That's the only thing that they're really afraid of. Vote their you-know-whats out, Democrats and Republicans. Oh, there are some that are good. I understand that. But most of them aren't on this issue. You have the internet. You can figure it out all by yourself where they stand on immigration. And it's a problem in the Republican Party as well, because there are too many Republicans that want those big campaign contributions from business, and they're bought and paid for. What's in it for them is cheap, compliant labor. That's what we're talking about. That's what business wants, cheap labor. I want the rule of law to be enforced. and that means immigration law enforced. And I want our government, our federal government, to live within the means of the American people. And they haven't done it for decades. I'm not against a little debt, but we're way beyond that. Government has gotten larger and larger, largely because of war after war after war, intervention after intervention after intervention. The American people are sick of war and sick of sending their sons and daughters and their hard-earned money to foreign nations. That's not an isolationist sentiment. That's the sentiment of the American people. We have warmongers in Washington that would put us in any war that they could. Sad to say. It's sickening. The Constitution is clear. You have to declare it. Well, it's been a long, long time since we've declared a war. And that's part, but certainly not all, of the problem. Well, my voice is about ready to give out. I will not give a Friday show, and most likely Monday, because it's gotten progressively worse. At the earliest, I'll be back next Tuesday. By then, I'm sure the government will be open and someone will be crowing about it. I really don't care, because it's silly. It's pathetic. You don't have a budget for a budget and appropriations. You need both for fiscal year 2018 yet. Change your rules in the Senate. That's another game they play. Besides the "we'll balance it in 10 years, nonsense, and it is nonsense. Well, we need 60 votes to end the filibuster. Well, you made the rule, change the rule. We have real serious problems that need to be addressed, and they're not being addressed. Spending, government spending is out of control. The debt, unfunded liabilities, is out of control, and we're doing little about it. We can't keep kicking the can down the road. Deficits do matter, increasing debts do matter, and there is a day of reckoning, and the debt bomb does go off, probably in 10 years, 10 to 12 years at most. Maybe I'll be around, but many of you will certainly be around, and it's not going to be a pleasant period. Because when you don't get the checks you're expecting from the government, whether it's your Social Security check, your Medicare check, you're going to be mad. And if you're young, you're not going to be very happy when they double or triple your payroll taxes. See, that's how bad it is, but they don't want to tell you. They want to fake it till they make it. Well, they're faking it until they've broken it, and it's broken. I'm trying to salvage something out of a mess. And ultimately, it's the American people that are responsible for that mess. You voted these people in. And for many years, I made the same mistake. You got to be very careful who you trust today, especially when we're talking politicians. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.